Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, a feature on the Kentuckiana Truck Pulling Association and the competitive fun and entertainment that group provides across the state. Association President Jeff Risk says theirs is one of, if not the largest, pulling club in the state.
We have approximately 150 to 175 members, pulling members that we have. We do somewhere between 50 to 60, 65 truck pull events a year in the state of Kentucky, Indiana, Tennessee. Most of the events we have is trucks and tractors together. A lot of the promoters will want a variety of whether it's a truck class or whether it's a tractor class, and they usually mix them.
There are several classes in both truck and tractors, very popular at county fairs. And the competitors themselves?
You'll have a variety. It could be anything. He could be a on-hands guy that works with his hands every day, or he could be a guy that sits in the office that shuffles paperwork. It's across the board of what and why they do it. It's a thrill of something that most people don't ever get the opportunity to do. It's kind of hard to say why they do it because it costs a lot of money to get involved in the sport, to build the vehicles that we use, and then for the payback, it's not quite equal.
Not quite equal indeed, but the members love it, developing their own designs all within the rules, and then they hook up to that sled for their moment of glory. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, #knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
He'll be finishing up polling events this week at county fairs in Paris, Versailles, and Winchester. In early July, they're on tap for fairs in Adair, Casey, Scott, Wayne, and Lincoln counties. KTPA President Jeff Risk says attendance runs the gamut.
We have some events we go to. There could be 10,000 people show up. You have other nights that you probably won't have 500 show up.
For the competitor, says Risk, it's for the fun and cumulative points with sometimes some cash and prizes at the end of the season, but not likely to cover costs. He said he was fairly typical in that regard.
It depends on where I'm going to. It's going to cost me $200 that night to go wherever I'm going to go and compete. And a lot of times you don't win anything, and you make it back to the house, and your $200 broke. Go to bed and dream about the next one.
To check out their remaining schedule, you can go online to ktpa.webs.com. ktpa.webs.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.